This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So you know, like, I've got three daughters, right? They're 2-year-old, a 5-year-old and a 14-year-old. I'm perpetually tired. What we try to do is have children who are all getting at difficult ages all at the same time, constantly. But I'm always trying to introduce the kids, the girls, to games that we used to play when I was little. And Thea, the 5-year-old, is really getting into her spelling and forming words and all that kind of stuff. It's really cute. She's definitely got more of like a curiosity towards education than I did at her age. But anyway, I thought, well, let's do Hangman. Do you remember that game, Hangman? And it's not like disappeared for a bit and then come back. Hangman's always been around, isn't it? So we started doing it at the weekend, sat at the table in the kitchen with pen and paper, everything, spelling out, you know, seeing she can spell the word door or whatever. And you know how it works with Hangman. If she gets one wrong or whatever, you start drawing the man. You start drawing the guy that you're hanging. And then it kind of dawned on me, like, on a minute, I'm essentially, as this game goes on, drawing a person with a noose around their neck. And that's just kind of weird, isn't it? You ever really thought about Hangman the game? It's a little bit grim. And someone pointed out to me, but they haven't given me the actual information which I need, which is like, what do you do instead? Is that apparently you don't call it Hangman anymore now. And I know things change, and that's just how it is. You know, it's 2024, it's just the way the world is these days, and we look back at stuff and we change it. But I just want the information, because I can't stop playing Hangman, because it's such a good way to teach kids how to spell, etc. And it's damn good on long journeys. So it's a bit of a parental cry for help, the start of home time this evening. Algie says, call it Hang Them. Don't go down that route, Sunshine. Hertz says, Dangle Dude. I'm not calling it Dangle Dude. Martin has come with some information in that Hangman is just a Wheel of Fortune without the money. I'm not going to tell the kids, let's play Wheel of Fortune. And then someone here says, at my kids' school, they still call it Hangman, but have to build the outline of a house rather than hanging a man. That's slightly confusing, isn't it? A big thank you as well to the hundreds of you who's got in touch since yesterday's show to sign up for Team Unbreakable. You know, people who've never broken a bone in their lives. And it's great to see all your little cheeky faces. And we set up a group, kind of a family, a collective. But on the way home last night, I was feeling kind of bad for those people who aren't so lucky. You know, the people who've got broken bones, who've broken bones left, right and centre, a little bit of a calamity. So tonight on Home Time, in response to Unbreakable, we launch Team Broken. If you have broken one or more bones, the more the merrier, to be honest, get in touch. Maybe you're a bit proud of it. I was going to say a bit like Barry Sheen or Evel Knievel. There's another term that needs updating culturally. What is the modern person that you would throw out there for someone who breaks loads of bones all the time? Because surely there's someone who's a bit more current than Evel Knievel, God bless him. Ivan says, I once broke 9 ribs, but I don't think they count as bones. I think they do, mate. Anyone else think that ribs are not bones? Maybe I've been thinking of ribs wrong all my life. Richard says, I'd like to nominate my wife. 2007, both femurs. 2012, wrist. 2020, left ankle. 6 weeks later, right knee. She's got a lot of metal inside her. So there you go, she's in Team Broken, but are you? Ash from Portsmouth says, 2022, broke right wrist in 2 places. 2023, broke right leg in 5 places. 14-inch plate, 17 screws. Can you beat that? Sarah says, can I join the Broken Bone Club? 2 toes fractured, femur, T11 spinal fracture, cracked 6 ribs. Fractured an elbow, broken my left wrist twice, broken my nose, broken 5 fingers. That's not to mention all the sprains and strains in ACL surgery. What's going on with her? We've got Paul on the line. Paul, tell everyone what's happened to you.
Oh, it's an unbreakable bond. I've damaged most of my body, starting from my left foot. I've done my knees, I've done my shoulder, I've done my back. I've slipped this mainly from carrying very dodgy Sunday league teams, if I'm honest, over the years.
Okay.
Biggest injury I ever got, though, a few years ago playing five-side football. I missed an open goal after doing a worldie around 4 players. Fell over and smashed my hand on the AstroTurf. Had 4 fractures and 3 dislocated fingers. So that was a good bit.
Wow.
Good bit
so
of surgery later.
Did you smash your hand in anger because you'd missed a sitter, or was it just part of the embarrassment of the whole thing?
Or for insurance purposes, I could never disclose that information.
Amazing. Love that. I'm going to call you Ronnie Rosenthal from this point on. That's unbelievable. There's one for the kids.
Absolutely.
You are you just an unlucky person? This is what we were talking about on the show yesterday. There are people who kind of walk through life safely, even accidentally, really. And then there's people like you who just move from one kind of injury to another. What is it about you, Paul?
The irony is, I generally don't get injured too much. And then when I mention I haven't been injured for a while, something happens. I mean, I tore my ankle ligament a couple of years ago playing football. Had 2 months of physio and everything, then went on holiday and fell down a pothole on the last day of the holiday. So I had to drive back from France and, you know, in quite a lot of pain all the way back. But yeah, I suppose I should have lucky on the back of my shirt, really, shouldn't I?
Unbelievable. Well, you are 100% inducted into hashtag Team Broken, Paul. Well done. Well, kind
yes.
of.
Yes, appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Jay says, Bush, I've shattered my knee once. Taekwondo. He's dislocated it twice, running and playing golf. I split my head open on a wrought iron gate when I was young, and I've had it hit more times than I can remember. It's just unbelievable. We got Del on the line. Del, what's happened to you?
Captain, my story's something, but I did break my toe just before Christmas on a cat tree that was in a box. I was flying about as you were going, I went straight into it and I heard it crack.
Wow, so it's a bit of a poor line here, Del, but as far as I can tell, you were mucking about just before Christmas and then broke your toe on a cat tree.
Yes, it was in a box in the hallway and I just brought the shopping in. I was running out for the rest of it and I went straight into the box of my toe.
Oh, toes are bad ones to break, aren't they? It's really painful by all accounts.
I've done it 3 times.
3 times you've broken your toe?
Well, a kid did it a few years back at school. He fell on me and broke my toe.
Wow. So that's one. So any other ones? You've got three to make up here. So kid fell on it.
And then the other one was when I was working, I mean, going back to late 70s, and I smacked it in a pipe and it swelled straight up. It was a mess.
So you hit a pipe, a kid fell on you at school, and then you kicked a cat tree. They're your 3 broken toes right there.
Yeah, I did.
Well, listen, welcome to Team Broken. That's 3 broken bones, 3 toes, you're in.
Oh, thank you, Andy. Take care.
Lovely to speak to you. Stay out of trouble.
Lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Mel in Orpington says, Bush, I broke my wrist at the age of 34. Learning to roller skate. 3 days on a geriatric ward and an operation to reset it. I had a 9-month-old baby at the time that my mother had to look after. I've never been on skates again. Good on you. At least she's learnt. Colin's on the line right now. Colin, what happened to you?
So, yeah, I was in a 3-legged race in a sports day and ended up with a broken collarbone.
What happened?
Well, it was a dramatic issue where the tie that was holding us together broke. And, so just as we were crossing the finishing line, it broke, it snapped, and I fell onto my shoulder and broke my collarbone.
Oh, no. Did you have to style it out for the remainder of the race and just get in the car and then start crying?
No, well, it was at a village fete, actually, so I was taken good care of by the local St John's ambulance, who patched me up and sent me off to A&E.
Oh, God bless you. Well, no, it's so weird. I was talking to my friend Greg, who one of my little board gaming buddies the other day, who hadn't seen for a few weeks, and he injured himself on a dad's like sports day thing where he couldn't stop running at the end of the race and ended up running into like a little wall about, you know, 5 or 6 feet at the end of the thing and has been seriously injured from that. I think a lot of injuries come out of these, you know, parent races and stuff. 3-legged races. Absolutely. Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, grim.
Well, you're in Team Broken. Will you ever do a 3-legged race again, or are you days behind you on that stuff?
No, well, actually, we were like school champions. It was myself and my friend Tim, and we just seemed to win it year in, year out, but that was an early end to our career, unfortunately.
Love it. Good to speak to you, and stay out of trouble.
Yeah, I'll try my best. Thanks.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades. Absolute Radio 70s.
So the sound from the 60s was guessed yesterday. Today it is a sound from the 1970s. It's synonymous with the 70s, but it's tough. Have a listen to this. What is that? Hoping to try and work it out is the lovely Nikki who's on the line. How are you doing, Nikki?
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good. You know, we were talking about people either breaking bones, not breaking bones. Have you ever broken a bone before?
Oh, touch wood, not.
Wow, so you're in Team Unbreakable from last night.
Does a finger count?
Well, yeah, kind of. That's a bone.
Okay, yeah, I did that not so long ago, falling over running.
Okay, so you've now just shifted into Team Broken.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question as well? Someone asked earlier on, do ribs count as bones? Do
okay,
ribs count?
Then.
Are ribs bones? I'll get back
I'd
to them.
So.
You're not on here to chat about bones and anatomy and that, are you? You're here to talk about the sound of the decades. What is the station that you listen to the Home Time show via?
What device?
No, like what station? Is it Absolute Radio Main or Absolute Radio 70s?
Okay, Absolute Radio 80s.
Okay, good on you. Brilliant. You're a bit of a... Have you got like a favourite 80s band or act or anything like that?
Oh, all of them, but I like a bit of two-tone.
Like a bit of tone, two-tone. Good on you. Listen, stay there. Let's get ready for this. Have a little listen to this sound effect that is brand new. It's a sound from the 1970s. Nikki, what do you reckon that is?
I think it is the Sesame Street Pinball Number Counting song.
The Sesame Street Pinball Number Counting song. Let's listen one more time. Now, I remember that from when I was a kid, where didn't it used to go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12?
It certainly did. And I'm glad you sung it, because I didn't want to.
I thought you were going to duet with me, but that's fine. But so what, is this the bit before it kind of kicks into the song?
It is, yeah. This is where the hand pulls the pinball.
Okay. Iconic programme from back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone of the Sesame Street cast used to freak you out a little bit?
Big Bird all the time. I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, but
no, I get it.
Me to death.
I didn't like Beaker. Beaker used to freak me out as well.
Oh God, Mati, I know. I loved Beaker. Yeah. I loved Beaker. He was my favourite.
I'm all right with Big Bird, so we just, you know, horses for courses, isn't it? Anyway, okay, yeah. Should we find out whether you're right or not?
Please.
You're a loser, and you have lost.
Hey, I'm sorry, Nikki.
It's never mind.
An amazing trip down memory lane. It's good, but it's not right.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good rest of your evening. Well, there you go. We'll have a rollover. Maybe this is never going to get guessed. What's this? If you think you know, we play Sound of the Decades again tomorrow on Home Time, same time.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Sorry about this. Sorry that you have to go through some kind of show admin at this point in the evening. But do you remember a couple of days ago, I had this kind of idea of a competition based on that communal joy of singing hymns that we've all got from our school days. You remember sitting cross-legged on those heavily polished wooden floors you used to get in school assembly halls? I thought, let's do Name That Hymn. Let's see if you guys can come up with the name of a hymn just from the intro on the organ or accordion that would have been played back in the day. Actually, no one's playing hymns on an accordion. Don't know where that came from. Anyway, I thought it would go fairly quickly. Unfortunately, it's still going on. So, look, here's the clip of the mystery hymn. Have a listen one more time. But what's it called? Let's go to the phones and speak to James. He may have the answer. All right, James?
I thought it was Rocking All Over the World by Status Quo.
So, what school did you go to when you were at primary school then, James?
I went to a small village school nobody will ever heard of. It was called Our Ladies.
I love a good, slightly terrifying Roman Catholic name. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, or the Passion of the Christ, or something like that. But either way...
No, it was just Our Ladies of the...
Our Ladies what? Our Ladies what, though, James?
Our Ladies Primary School. That's it.
Oh, OK. I thought it was like a specific Our Ladies Legs, or something. I don't know.
No.
We digress.
That's the pub, yeah.
That's an old classic. So, look, James, when you were at school, did they play Status Quo often when you were doing hymns?
No, my dad did, though.
Okay. So, well, it's not...
A home time hymn.
A home time hymn. All right, well, listen, that's not the answer, but I appreciate you getting involved, and it was a lovely insight into your childhood right there.
Okay. At least I tried. That's the main thing.
That's the main thing, taking part. And you have a good rest of your evening, then, all right?
Yeah, all right. Cheers, then.
I can't believe this. Contractually tied into completing this competition. We play again tomorrow, I think.